You might not know it, but South Dakota has a law that deals with excessive motorcycle noise. I decided to try and read an excerpt from the state law while standing next to Mount Rushmore Road in Rapid City at about 10 a.m. on a Tuesday morning during the rally.
South Dakota Codified Law 32-15-17. No person may drive a motor vehicle on a highway unless the motor vehicle is equipped with an exhaust system and a muffler, both in good working condition and in constant operation, to prevent excessive or unusual noise.
If you didn't catch all of that, it basically says that state law requires a muffler.
3 out of 5 motorcycles have no muffler whatsoever. I would say the enforcement's the weak link.
That's Jeffrey LaReeve. He's a fifth-generation Hot Springs resident. He also owns a motorcycle and enjoys riding. But he's not in the Black Hills this week. LaReeve likes to leave town during the rally because he says the bikes are too loud.
When a bar lets out in downtown Hot Springs, it's 2 in the morning, and the 20 choppers that are parked out there during the rally week all fire up and go away, they all sit there for 10 minutes, twisting their throttles, revving it up. Everybody in Hot Springs hears those people leave the bar. And if it was just my opinion, that'd be one thing. But every city in the Black Hills has a rule that says, you know, it's illegal to disturb the peace.
LaReeve says the police need to be enforcing the law. But for some in law enforcement, it's not that simple.
No long-term change can be affected by an enforcement standpoint.
Steve Allender is the chief of police in Rapid City. He says during the rally, cops are stretched very thin, and they must focus on some serious issues that include DUI, theft, violence, hardcore drugs, and fatal accidents.
And so an officer on the way to a disturbance or a crash or one of these other crimes with a group of motorcycles in front of him is not likely to delay his response to the crime in progress to try to throw a lawn chair off the Titanic.
Allender recently wrote a blog post that details his stance on loud pipes at the rally. He sees both sides of the issue. While critics call for more law enforcement, many bikers have a mantra about the noise their machines make. You'll hear it repeated over and over again during the Sturgis rally.
Loud pipes save lives.
Loud pipes save lives.
Loud pipes save lives.
That was Anthony Parr from New Zealand and Peter Bauman and Henry Velasquez, both from San Francisco. Velasquez says he'll keep his loud pipes because automobile drivers don't pay enough attention to motorcycles.
Especially now, it's not even drunk drivers now. It's people that are texting and stuff while they're driving. And if they hear me, I got a chance. You know, I could make it home. I got a wife and 2 kids to come home to, and that's it.
Many bikers, like Velasquez, see loud pipes as common sense. But not all motorcyclists feel this way. Hot Springs resident Jeffrey LaReeve is a member of an organization called Noise Free America. He points to accident statistics that he says refute the idea that loud pipes reduce crashes.
If you drove around with your horn on all the time, if you just laid on your horn the minute you got in your car and said, well, that's keeping you safer. Well, no, when you need a horn, you honk your horn. Hey, look at me, I'm here.
LaReeve contends noise isn't just a problem during the Sturgis rally, but all season long. Those like Police Chief Steve Allender believe that any change has to come on a broad level. He notes that other states have launched campaigns to reduce motorcycle noise.
But I don't believe Rapid City, for example, can execute a campaign when the rest of the state hasn't. We may as well put up a sign at the city limits saying, you know, turn around, we don't want you to come here.
Some point to the huge economic impact of the Sturgis rally on the area as a reason to put up with extra noise. The baby boomer generation is the most common rally goer, and they're buying loud motorcycles in large numbers. Those fighting for more quiet spaces say they'll continue to push for change. But the tidal wave of bikers that floods the Black Hills each year is not likely going down anytime soon. While some Black Hills residents may complain, many recognize this is a sound they just have to get used to. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.